It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American artist Frederick Remington, born in Canton, New York in 1861. Best known as an interpreter of the American West as a painter and sculptor, his boyhood passions consisted of riding, boating, fishing, hunting, the military, and the great outdoors. In school, he enjoyed sketching and doodling different objects, especially soldiers in uniform. As a young adult, Remington tried college and dropped out in 1880 when his father died of an abrupt illness. Then he ventured out into the business world, but most of these government and business endeavors lasted only a few months. In the summer of 1879, he met Eva Adele Caton, and in the fall of 1884, they were married. The couple tried the Western frontier life for a time, but quickly opted to move to Brooklyn. The marriage was strained, and Eva returned to her father's home. Remington then went west again and wandered in the desert for several weeks in a kind of purging of the soul. After that, he returned to reclaim his wife and all of his rightful responsibilities. Shortly after his arrival in New York, he solicited work with Harper's Weekly, using his portfolio of Western sketches. He then set out to prove himself as an artist. It was during this time that Remington's art career bloomed, and he became one of the most prolific artists of his time. In his sketches, he portrayed the subject matter that most captivated his interest: horses, military men, and the frontier. And in return, he made these interests the interests of the public. "Cowboys are my cash," he said of his artwork. The first of his attempts in sculpting was the Bronco Buster, and before long Remington became America's most popular 19th century Western artist. He was also the most successful Western illustrator in the golden age of illustration at the end of the 19th century. His style was naturalistic, sometimes impressionistic, and usually veered away from the realism of earlier Western artists. His focus was firmly on the people and the animals of the West, with the landscape usually given secondary importance. Though always confident in his subject matter, Remington was less sure about his colors, and this lack of confidence forced him to experiment and produce a great variety of effects, some very true to nature and some imagined. He was also one of the first American artists to illustrate the true gait of the horse in motion, as validated by the famous sequential photographs of Edward Muybridge. Previously, horses in full gallop were usually depicted with all four legs pointed out, like hobby horses. The galloping horse became Remington's signature subject, copied and interpreted by many Western artists who followed him, adopting the correct anatomical motion. On December 26, 1909, at the height of his career and in the prime of his life, Remington died suddenly from a ruptured appendix at age 48. During his short life, he produced more than 3,000 drawings and paintings, 22 bronze sculptures, cast in editions, 2 novels, one of which was adapted to the stage, and over 100 magazine articles and stories. His work has and always will inspire a love and appreciation for the rustic life of the American West. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for October 4th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.